WATV Radio seeks to inform and engage the Bride of Christ to stand up and take your place in the army and the kingdom. We recognize our battle is not with flesh and blood, but with the principalities and the powers of the air. We are a ministry of prayer, and we highlight what God is doing through other ministries and ministers across the globe. We provide a platform for ministers and a place for the bride to come together and rally around each other, hold up each other's arms, and pray for one another. WATV Radio celebrates the various missions that God has called each one of us to in this army, so we desire to promote and enhance the bride as a whole. Go Bride! Our soon coming King awaits. This is a WATB disclaimer. The views and opinions expressed in this show do not necessarily reflect the views of We Are the Bride Ministries, We Are the Bride Radio, or We Are the Bride Television. Thank you. Hello, Bride. Are you a writer? Or do you have a story to tell and maybe you need a little help with your writing? Well, go to Treehouse Publishers today. We can help you achieve your dream. Dreams come true in our house. Do you have a book just waiting in your spirit to come out and share with the world? Well, Treehouse Publishers will help you to achieve your dream. Write that book today. Sell your book in London, in Africa, and many other countries. Let your tree bear much fruit with Treehouse today. Go to www.gotreehouse.org. Welcome, my friends, to the Texas Power Hour with Pastor Carolyn Sism and friends. This radio show is an outreach ministry of Eastgate Ministries in Katy, Texas. Experience the power. Experience the glory with Pastor Carolyn Sism.
And I think next week we'll be downstairs. It will be Mother's Day. So, and there will be a Mother's Day luncheon here. If you want to sign up to it, tell Sonia. And we'll have our table, and it's a lovely thing. You were here last year at Mother's Day. Yes, you will be my guest. We will add Taylor as my guest.
Amen.
Okay. It was a lovely day. It was crowded for Easter, though. We were pretty crowded, but it's okay. I still had fun. Because the food was good, and I was with some people I love.
There you go.
Hallelujah. Okay, fire and light. We just had fire, and we just had light. Thank the Lord. And it seems to me that the lightning of God has hit the earth. Everything is being burned that is not of God. And we're watching it burn. We're watching it burn on our television screens. I think even that volcano in Hawaii at the sign. And everything is moving at lightning speed. There's no movie you can watch. There is nothing you can see on television. There's nothing in any book that you can read that can be as exciting as what's going on your television screen from hour to hour.
Amen.
In the news arena.
Yes, yes.
But it's going so fast and things are changing so fast. I heard this morning that they're getting ready to file contempt charges on Jeff Sessions.
Yeah.
Thank you, Lord. That wasn't yesterday. That's this morning on Sunday. On Sunday.
Amen. Wow.
So when things are moving at lightning speed, when things are burning before your eyes, I can promise you God is visiting the earth. It is a visitation of the Lord upon the earth. For a couple of years, one whole year, I preached on the shaking, that God was shaking everything off of us. Remember, I said the shaking. Yes. Okay, now he's brought us past the shaking, and now he's burning all that we left behind.
Amen. Burn it up.
Psalm 97:3-5. A fire goes before him and burns up his enemies round about.
Hallelujah.
His lightnings enlightened the world. The earth saw and trembled. The hills melted like wax at the presence of the Lord. At the presence of the Lord of the whole earth, the heavens declare his righteousness, and all the people see his glory. Confounded, but be all they that serve graven images, that boast themselves of idols, worship him, all ye gods. Zion heard and was glad. Zion is rejoicing. They're in their 70th year in Israel. And they are rejoicing in their 70th year. United States of America is moving our embassy. Zion knows that God has moved upon the earth.
Yes.
And the daughters of Judah rejoice because of your judgments, O Lord. For you, Lord, are high above all the earth. You are thus exalted far above all gods. Kim Jong-un is purring like a kitten.
Yes, he is.
Now, we don't know if it's a real purr or caper. We don't know yet. But right now, he's purring like a kitten. Would you ever believe that would happen?
No.
When all he wants is attention?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
North Korea and South Korea are talking about a ceasefire and end that war that's been going on forever. Mm-hmm. I just saw where someone said someone was wanting to go across that DMZ, John. They just shot somebody last week. It was a citizen. The United States or in Israel are standing together against Iran, Syria, and Russia. We pushed them back. Israel is still bombing Syria as of the last few days ago. Finally, a federal judge is taking a stand against the deep state coup. They are no longer being able to intimidate.
Yes.
Are trying to usurp, which is what the deep state is doing, usurp the authority over the executive branch, which they're supposed to be under, usurp authority over the legislative branch, who is supposed to oversee them, and they have also tried to usurp authority over the judicial branch by using their own FISA court judges to do their bidding.
Yes.
Now this is a coup to take over your nation.
Yes. What it is,
yes.
And I would say the Illuminati is behind it just as much, more so than the Democrats.
Amen.
The Democrats are in on it, but I'd say the Illuminati, which is moderate Republicans, are just as much behind this.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yes, they are.
Yes. Because we're watching it.
Yes.
And I could go ahead. The suddenlies go on. Every day.
Mm-hmm.
Every day. It's like I'm out taking care of business, going places, doing meetings, visiting people. I got to get home to my television, see what happened while I was gone.
Amen.
Praise God.
Because at the end of the day, a lot's going on. But without an earthquake entrance of the fiery glory into God's people and the nations of the earth, the world will never know the difference between religious idolatry and the true church.
That's right.
The glorious church is wholly comprised of those in whom the fiery presence resides.
Amen.
I had shared earlier that the Lord has brought to my attention not just the apostate church, which is bad enough, but the social church in the United States has become a social club, and they are only concerned with status within that social club, are in status with status wherever they go.
Yes.
Now I hope that this church has been delivered of status.
Yes.
We've been drugged through enough that surely.
Amen.
You're not worried about what people thinking of you.
No, we don't. Not at all.
None of I had someone posted something about being hurt by what people said about them, and I had to smile, and I posted back, you know, I've forgotten how long it's been since anyone had the power to critique or criticize me, and it affect me.
Amen.
It doesn't touch me.
Thank you, Lord.
Yeah. It doesn't touch me.
That's right.
And this is where God wants you to be.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes.
We're getting there, Pastor. We're getting there.
Hey, that's what he was talking about. Exactly what he was talking about.
Yeah. God wants you in a place where people can't criticize you. They can't critique you.
No.
They have no power over you.
Praise God.
That doesn't mean that we don't make mistakes and have to apologize sometimes, but it doesn't affect us.
That's right.
Spiritually, no.
When we're living in the presence of the Lord, the fire of His being controls our spirit and establishes a conduit of fire in the yielded heart.
Amen.
Last week, Apostle Daryl Johnson ministered in the fire.
Ooh, you already booked him again, Pastor?
Well, I haven't yet, but he ministered in the fire of God.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Now, mind you, I first knew him when he was in his 20s, and now he's 50 years old, and look what God has done with him.
Amen.
I haven't kept up with him all these years, but there he is.
Amen.
Preaching the fire of God.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
You and I in the church, universal, and ministers that I know everywhere have been through so many battles. We've got to take heed that we do not lose our fire and burn out.
Amen.
Yes.
Luke 11:36. Take heed that the light, and that would be a fire which is in you, is not darkness. Mm-hmm. If then your whole body is full of light or fire, having no part dark, the whole body will be full of light and fire as with the bright shining of a lamp that gives you light. When we speak of the virgins who didn't have their lamp lit,
mm-hmm.
The reason their lamp wasn't lit is they lost their fire.
Yeah, no oil. Mm-hmm. Amen.
They lost their fire. We got to keep our fire. During the time of Jesus, there was no other form of light. So when he was speaking about light, he said, is your lamp lit? Is your fire burning? A candle or a lamp had to be lit. Torches were fire substances. Is your lamp lit? Are you just running around talking the talk, speaking Christianese to everywhere you go, quoting what you quoted 15 years ago?
That's right.
Come on, Pat. Come on.
Every major move of God through revival history has been from the fire of God, burning in the spirits of men. It is the coal of fire from the throne of God, and I saw it being released after worship, when the Spirit of God came in so strong, and that's that Spirit of God where you don't open your mouth until God says open it.
Mm-hmm.
And I saw angels coming in here. I saw them coming like through there. And they were coming in, and they were going down the aisles, and they were carrying coals of fire.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Y'all got crowns this year?
Mm-hmm.
Now you got coals of fire.
Amen. Double push.
What's wrong with y'all? Got crowns next week, too. The royal crown for our mothers. Mm-hmm. Every other time I've handed y'all a crown, I didn't know ahead of time I was going to do it. But this time I got the word ahead of time. We're giving out royal crowns next week.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Okay, 2 Corinthians 6:14-15. Do not be unequally yoked together with unbelievers. For what fellowship has righteousness with lawlessness? And what communion has light with darkness? Now this is a hard scripture, especially for those of us with gift and mercy, for the evangelist in us that have compassion for the lost and for the backsliders. Mm-hmm. I minister to them with how lost they're lost.
Yes.
I tell you what, I'm not going to go get in the middle of their mud hole.
Amen.
To them.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
That's what that means. You throw them a golden ring, if they're in a mud hole, and they're in lawlessness, and if they're out there, and if you throw them a golden ring and say, hey, grab hold.
Come on.
If they grab hold and they're willing to be pulled out of there, you pull them out.
Right.
But you don't go get in that middle of that mud hole with them.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Good word, Pastor. Good wisdom. Amen.
Let me get back to this scripture here. This scripture determines one's marriage partner, one's employment, and one's church affiliation. To be linked with another human through the bond of marriage either doubles the light of the fire or it diminishes the light of the fire in you. Those men of you in this room who married godly women, don't tell me you haven't got more fire in you than you did when you married her.
Amen.
Did I get a witness on that?
Amen.
The fire of that woman doubled your fire.
That's right.
More ways than one.
Yes, indeed.
In the matter of business, one's connectivity to unrighteousness will affect adversely their light. Do not come into agreement with unrighteousness in business.
Amen.
The same is true of one's church bond.
Come on.
It is blessedly impossible for a child of the light to fellowship in an apostate congregation with the consequences of a light loss. I can testify. I have a testimony. I tried to stay in my denominational church because it was part of my identity. It was part of who I was. My soul loved that denomination. My soul loved that denomination. And I would walk out on Sunday morning crying. Because the Spirit of God could not fellowship in that place. Fellowships for social prestige and religious activities, which leave God out of their reckoning, will inevitably attack one's life, and then you will become dormant. There is no gray area.
Amen.
You can either follow after God, or you're going, or the light that is in you will become dormant. And pray that it doesn't go out.
Amen. Amen.
Some of you have tried to go that way. But the hunger and the Spirit of God will always bring you back to where the fire is.
That's right.
Oh, Eastgate doesn't have everything. I'm telling you, there's more, and we're pressing in for it.
Yes. Yes.
I'm pressing in all the time for it.
Yes.
I'm crying out, Lord, there's more. Give us more. I know there's more. We've had more.
Yes. Yes.
But we've got to go through the battles to get there.
Yes.
Yes.
The whole basis of fellowship is light and fire. 1 John 1:5-7. This is the message which we have heard from him, and I declare to you that God is light, and in him is no darkness at all. For our God is a consuming fire.
Amen.
If we say that we have fellowship with him and walk in darkness, we lie and do not practice the truth.
Amen.
But if we walk in the light as he is the light, we have fellowship with one another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, his son, cleanses us from all sin.
Yes.
If you and I, as Christ's body,
yes,
we are part of the body of Christ. And as his body, we are in his light.
Mm-hmm.
Not just his light in us, which is good, but we are in his light.
Yes.
And if we're walking in his light, we're walking away from sin.
Yes. Amen. Amen.
That's right.
The supernatural light or fire, whose source is undeniably from Jesus, should shine just as brightly in the saint as it does in Jesus.
Come on.
Oh, but we're still walking like for one thing, we can't get over ourselves. You know, poor me, poor me. Well, I had a rough time of it. You know, I've got a harder time than everybody else, and you didn't have to walk through this. And you want to find for you to say you didn't have my walk.
Right.
I don't know who I'm talking to today. But this light is a white, hot, flaming fire that will not be deterred nor extinguished in its journey. The presence of the flame is undeniable proof that the one in whom this light dwells, dwells in Christ Jesus.
Right, good word.
You're a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, his own special people, that you may proclaim the praises of him who called you out of darkness into his marvelous light.
Yes, ma'am. Amen.
John Lake. Real Christianity is the divine power of Jesus Christ by the Holy Spirit, filling our souls and body and flashing through our nature like a holy flame, accomplishing the will of God. Oh, every time God has visited in my lifetime, people took it and ran with it, and they made their flesh, and they made it glorify their flesh. Same thing happened with the gifts of the Spirit. Oh, glory to God, the gifts of, but he didn't take them away, thank God. The people took the holy gifts of the Spirit when they were poured out on us during the charismatic revival.
Yes.
I'm telling you, it's wonderful. They took the prophetic revelation movement when it was poured out on us by the Spirit of God, and they went around saying, look at me, I've got the gift of.
Yes.
That's right.
And start charging for it. Amen.
And start charging for
it. Yeah. Amen. I paid a lot for it. I mean, I was young, but I paid a lot. I was giving hundreds, you know. You want to pray? Put $100 in the basket. He laid hands on me, and I said,
oh, dear God.
Oh, dear God. That's right.
The darkness of the modern church can only be overcome with a burning witness. We as ministers of the gospel must become a flame of fire. Can you imagine how grieved the Holy Spirit is with what some people did with his gifts?
Yes. Amen.
He came with the precious gifts of the Holy Spirit and the baptism of fire and the baptism of the Holy Ghost. And then those of us who he took through the baptism of fire, we burned all that stuff off of us. It doesn't take long to strut. But I tell you one thing, when God took me through the baptism of fire, there wasn't anything left in me but to become a flame of
Amen.
Fire.
Amen.
Right.
Amen.
Amen.
You've heard me say, when you get in there, burn all your exits.
Amen.
We must shine brighter than the glare of floodlights and stage theatrics. There is lots of smoke and mirrors going on out there, folks.
Yeah.
Lots of talent.
Yes.
I'm very entertaining.
Mm-hmm.
But is it the strange fire or is it fire of God? I'm going to go on here. I'm going to talk shortly, but I'm going to talk about this strange fire just a minute.
Yes, do.
I've seen Jesus three times in white light. I've seen him more than once in other things, but I've seen him, and you've heard me describe it, pure white light. And he's all light. Everything is light. On one visitation, he stood by my bed and covered me with a blanket of light. He spoke to me. I stand beside my bed. Arise and shine, for your light has come, and the glory of the Lord is risen upon you. Darkness shall cover the earth, and gross darkness the people. This was probably 26, 27 years ago. But the Lord shall arise upon you, and his glory shall be seen upon you.
Amen.
His visitation came just a short time before I received the commission to start the church. The armor of light is God's garment of choice. The night is far spent, and the day is at hand. Therefore, let us cast off the works of darkness, and let us put on the armor of light. I've seen this armor of light. This is not a fairy tale.
Amen.
This is not a metaphor.
Amen.
It is a real garment, a real armor. That God puts on us.
Yes.
And with all the battles against the ministry and personally, I feel like I've come up short. of fulfilling all that he imparted to me in my visitation through the years. Lord, surely I haven't done what you gave to me to do. Because it's so hard, you know, if you can't measure. But it's like, Lord, surely I haven't, there's more that I should have done. And I'll be teaching on Romans 13 this coming Tuesday. And this must be another on-time message, because when I started putting this one together, I wasn't thinking about Romans 13, and it's about the armor of light. Okay. Whether it's a physical light or the insightful light of knowledge, oh, as Brother Tyler said, he has taken me into realms of knowledge. Oh, my goodness, realms of knowing, realms of revealing things in the heavenly. That you can even only think about or hope to know or be able to have the revelation to teach it.
Yes.
And do you think if God took you into the realms of revelation knowledge and he revealed to you these things about revelation, that you're supposed to hold it back and choke it down because somebody wants you to feed them tablet? I don't think so.
Amen.
Paul didn't choke it down. Paul preached it.
Yes.
Now, they threw him over the side, brought him out in a basket, beat him up, and every other kind of thing, but he didn't stop preaching it.
Amen. He sure did. Amen.
Okay, moving right along here. Unto the upright there rises light in the darkness. He preserves the souls of his saints. He delivers them out of the hand of the wicked. And light is sown for the righteous. Light is sown like seed. My brother talked about the seed of a tree that grows up. It's sown in fertile soil. And the seed light grows and multiplies under the hand of God. And that would be Theos. That would be the Trinity. So precious and holy is the firelight of God that Nadab and Abihu lost their lives for feigning its purity. Mm-hmm. A lot of feigning going on right now. Leviticus 10:1. Nadab and Abihu, the sons of Aaron, each took a censer and put fire in it, and incense thereon. They offered strange fire before the Lord, which he commanded them not. Numbers 3:4. Nadab and Abihu died before the Lord when they offered strange fire before the Lord in the wilderness of Sinai. And they had no children. Eleazar and Ithamar ministered in the priest's office in the sight of Aaron, their father. They feigned the purity of the fire. Whole nations are feigning it today. Whole cities today are treading on dangerous ground with such feigned fire. I'm prophesying. Communities and towns are raising up strange fire. Churches are raising up strange fire.
Yes. Come on.
Such fire calls for immediate and forceful justice on the part of the Lord. Religious communions are consorting with demons. As their strange fire emboldens a rebellion which God himself will challenge.
Mm. Oh, Jesus.
We have strange fire going on in the government of the United States under one nation under God. We have strange fire going on in mega churches. I'm going to read that scripture out of Psalm 97 again. Clouds and darkness are round about him. Righteousness and judgment are the habitation of his throne. The fire goes before him and burns up his enemies round about. His lightnings enlighten the world. The earth saw and trembled. The hills melted like wax at the presence of the Lord. The presence of the Lord of the whole earth. Strange fire changes the definition of God to man's definition.
Yes.
Wow.
That's right.
Wow.
God, strange fire redefines the word of God to match their sin.
Yes, it does.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Come
True.
Woe to those who call evil good and good evil.
Yes.
Who put darkness for light and light for darkness. Mm-hmm. Who put bitter for sweet and sweet for bitter.
Mm-hmm.
None of us in here are walking. We're not trying to overcome something and trying to walk pure in God. But let me tell you, if you are pampering that sin,
yes, come on.
If you're hiding that sin, if you're saying it's okay that I sin because I'm under grace, you are getting in the realm of strange fire.
Yes.
Amen.
That's the come on. My goodness.
When they say to you, seek those who are mediums and wizards, pay them for a prophecy.
Yes.
Who whisper and mutter. Should not a people seek their God? I want to say right now, okay, let me finish this. Should they seek the dead on behalf of the living? To the law and the testimony. If you do not speak according to this word, it is because there is no light in them. Now, when I pray and I take something for justice, I will go to the court of heaven and I will ask the court of heaven to release their justice. But you've got to be very careful with that right now. Because there are some people who are going to the court of heaven and raising the dead. And this is what that scripture is talking about. Y'all got to watch it, church.
Yeah.
Well, I ran into it and I rebuked it.
Amen. Mm-hmm. Amen. Come on. We here. We listening. Come on.
The light has gone out in modern churches.
Yes.
When churches and governments redefine salvation, redemption, grace, and strips the ancient meanings of many other biblical terms, the light goes out of them.
Amen. Been gone.
God can never be pleased with a compromised, flameless people preaching a compromised, flameless gospel.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Yes, amen.
Feel good sermon. Got to come here to get these sweet sermons. God, the Lord has given us supernatural light. He has given light as a gift. His light gift blasts spiritual ignorance into the next cosmos.
Yes, it does.
His light gift blasts past the entrenched darkness of classical religion. And those ministers who are carrying the flame of fire and they're carrying this light gift out of their mouth, they're going to blast the devil straight to hell, and they're going to blast darkness every time they preach.
Yes. Yes.
Yes. Come on. Yes.
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 Yes, we is.
Your light gift should expose hidden sin like a magnet draws a weary world to rest. Your light gift offers hope and shines out to a disheveled populace groping in their desperate search for what is real. Mm. What do you think the world system is doing when they watch what's going on in the government? No wonder these 16-year-olds are out there trying to take over your government.
Yeah.
They think you haven't got the brains to do it.
They're right.
If you know a 15 or 16-year-old, they think they're smarter than you anyway.
That's right.
You know, you can imagine why that spirit that's on them, they figure, hey, these people don't know what they're doing. We're going to take this thing over.
That's right.
Say that again.
Yeah.
It's a leftist mentality.
I heard someone say recently that the brain does not mature until it's 24.
That's right. Mm-hmm.
That explains a lot.
Yes.
His light gift puts to shame a justice system that hobbles the purveyor of the scales. I'm talking about the justice scales. While tripping in blindness rather than striding in light.
Mm.
His light gift is impedance with the step of God and creates a path that men may follow with confidence rather than partnering with the perpetual skepticism held as technology, politics, religion, and education.
Wow.
John G. Lake. Christians live in the light. Christians live in the glory. Christians live in the power of God, in the eternal presence of God. It is that consciousness of God in union with Him that gives us strength and assurance, confidence and help to go our way after Him, regardless of conditions or circumstances. We're not governed by this thing or that. We have a kingdom that cannot be burned. I know what kingdom I'm in.
Amen.
Instead of conditions controlling us, we control our conditions. And that, my friends, is the power of God. And as a prophet, John G. Lake firmly believed and prophesied, as I do, that in the fullness of time, that God's people will be totally filled with God's flaming presence. That this church triumph is coming through. I believe that God Almighty's outpouring of the Spirit upon all flesh is at hand. Surely it is.
Yes, it is.
And though we're receiving the drippings and our own hearts are being warmed by the impulse of the Spirit, that day is not far distant when the flame of God will catch the souls of Christians, and the church in the latter day will close this era with a place of divine glory exceeding that of the early church. Written by John G. Lake.
Amen.
We must declare and claim this prophecy. Just as we claim the promises of God. Because light travels faster than any other element.
Amen.
The saints' prayer should be beamed aboard light-filled speech. And use the word vehicle God has made available to His people.
Yes.
All of your speech should be light-filled.
Yes.
With fire. Yes.
Amen.
When one prays in the light and calls for the things of light, his or her prayer light traverses space and illumines the vilest of dens. Church, who do you think has overturned this government? Yes. Who do you think prayers put a warrior in the White House?
Yes.
Who do you think prayers has God raising up warriors to take over this apostate government we have?
Amen.
And I have never been afraid someone was going to come get me and haul me off to jail because of what I preach.
Amen.
That's right.
If God would bail me out.
Amen.
Y'all better raise money. It has never entered my mind.
Amen.
I do not preach in fear.
Amen.
Amen.
How can you preach the word of God in flaming fire and fear that you will be persecuted for the words of your mouth?
That's right. Oh my. Come on.
Wow. I'm preaching good today.
Yes, you are.
Yes,
you are.
Yes.
John G. Lake would describe the manifestation of healing powers as the lightning of God. That flash of light, that contact between heaven and earth through mortal hands, that crackling power which changed despair to healing was more than just words. It's a quickening reality. And he knew that supernatural manifestation took many forms, but he always labeled the healing element as the lightning of God. Daniel 10:5-6, in closing. I lifted my eyes and looked, and behold, a certain man, clothed in linen, whose waist was girded with the gold of Euphaz. His body was like beryl, his face like the appearance of lightning, his eyes like torches of fire, his arms and feet like burnished bronze in color, and the sounds of his words like the voice of a multitude. Wow. This is the fire that dwells in you.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen.